Rabbi Shmuel Schwartz.
Good morning. I'll share with you a story. Once a farmer, a Scottish farmer, lived in the Scottish Highlands, and he was a chicken farmer, farmed chickens. One day he was walking in his around his ranch, around his farm, and he saw a strange looking bird. Thinking, thinking that this was just another chicken, he takes this little bird and he puts this little bird together with the chickens in the chicken coop. Now this little bird was a clever little bird, and this bird knew that it was no chicken. This little bird was a little baby eagle who had fallen off the wings of his mother. So when the little chickens used to play together, this little eagle bird kept his distance, and he was buying time, because the next time when the chicken coop was opened, he waved his wings, he fluttered his wings, and off went our little eagle, gone for good. Now there's another similar story about a Scottish farmer who wasn't that smart. And when he found the funny looking bird on his farm, he took the little bird and he put it together with his chickens in the chicken coop. And so it was, this little eagle wasn't as smart as the previous eagle. And when he saw everyone walking around like chickens, this eagle started walking around like a chicken. And there you had it, a little eagle strutting around the pen or the coop like a chicken. And so life went on, until one day, the sky on top of the pen darkened. A shadow swept across the top of the coop, and all the chickens went to the altar chicken, to the zucken from the chickens, and they said, "Tell us, what's the story? What's this dark shadow above the coop?" And he explained to them, this old chicken with a long beard, and he said, "That was just an eagle. An eagle flew by. An eagle has large wings. It's a very strong, powerful bird. So as it flew above the pen, or the coop, it darkened from the wings of the eagle." Says the Zaida chicken to this little funny looking bird, who was acting like a chicken, he said, "I'll tell you a secret. Do you know, you're also an eagle. You've also an eagle, even though you're living amongst chickens. If you were to spread your wings and make an effort, you could also one day fly like this eagle." And the little bird, the little eagle bird, thought about it. It's very interesting. He started noticing, you know, maybe I am a bit different to the other birds. Maybe it's worth a try. So this little eagle started doing exercises, trying to flutter his wings, until one fine day, when the coop was open, this little eagle now flapped his wings, lifted above the ground what a chicken can't do, and he flew out the hole and who's gone to live his life as an eagle. Now, there's another very similar story about a Scottish farmer who wasn't that smart. He lived in the Scottish Highlands and he farmed chickens. And one day he found a funny looking chicken. He thought, hey, funny looking chicken. Bet it's a chicken. He wasn't that smart to differentiate. So he takes the little eagle and he puts the little eagle in the chicken pen. And the little eagle starts to live his life as a chicken. Walking like a chicken, talking like a chicken, behaving like a chicken. Until one day, there was a dark shadow that passed over the pen, over the coop. And all the chickens panicked and they went to the Alter Zeide the chicken and they said, oh, Alter Zeide the chicken, what's going on? He said, that was an eagle, powerful bird, big wings. And when it flies above, it darkens the sky. So powerful, big wings, large wings. Okay, and says the Alter Zeide the chicken to this little eagle. He says, you know that you're actually an eagle. I'm telling you, you know you think you're a chicken. But if you flap your wings and try, you're actually an eagle. You'll be able to fly strong, powerful, big, high. So the little chicken took in the thought very hard. Little eagle thought very hard about what he was told. And he decides he's going to make an effort to try and see and discover if indeed he is different to a regular chicken. And so he started to do his exercises, etc., etc. Now all the other chickens laughed at him. You think you're different to us? You're exactly the same. Forget it. Look, you just about lift yourself off the ground. Forget it. Isnishkadai, don't go down that way. Live with us, you're no better than us, you're exactly the same. And he managed to keep a brave face from the beginning, but eventually, after all the taunting and all the dishonest that was made to him from the other chickens, he said, you know what? I give up. Maybe indeed I'm just a chicken. And he carried on living as a chicken. And Luchamei Vesrim, after 120 years, this little eagle died as a chicken. Now, there's another very similar story about a Scottish farmer who was a simple man, couldn't tell the difference between a chicken or an eagle. And he found, in his backyard, he found a little eagle. He thought it was a chicken. So he put it into the pen, into the coop. And this little eagle strutted around like a chicken. Now, this farmer had a friend who came to visit him in Scotland. And his friend, he showed his friend around his farm. And he showed him that there's a chicken coop here. So he says his friend notices that in the chicken coop, there's a little eagle. So he didn't want to embarrass his friend, the farmer. So in the middle of the night, he gets up, goes outside to the coop, opens the coop, excuse me, picks up the eagle, and he goes like this. He takes the eagle from the floor, and he picks it up and up until it feels the wind in its wings. And he does that for 5 minutes, for 10 minutes, until the eagle gets to feel, and before you know it, the eagle flaps its wings, and it's gone for good. And that's the end of the stories of the Scottish farmer, simple farmer, who couldn't tell the difference between an eagle and a chicken. So where am I going with this? What do I want from this? We know Klal Yisrael lived in Mitzrayim, and we're told, Halalu oivde avodah zarah, v'halalu oivde avodah zarah. The way in which Klal Yisrael behaved in Mitzrayim was identical to the Mitzrayim. So we have an eagle, who's really very different, but strutting around the coop, exactly like chicken. Now, in the first story, we had an eagle who realized he was different and didn't play with the other chickens, were just waiting for the opportunity to run away, to fly away. Hazal say, Shevet Levi took no part in the Shibud. Shevet Levi, from the beginning, when Pari was Beferach, Pari was paying for the work, Shevet Levi never got involved, they never took part in the Shibud Mitzrayim. As a result of that, we're told, since they didn't do so voluntarily, they weren't obligated to do their Bar Koch. As a result of that, Chazal say, Ramban says al Torah, when they counted Shevet Levi, they were considerably smaller than Klal Yisrael, because since they weren't in the Shibud, they weren't in the bracha of Shishul Keres Echad. Ken Yirbe, they weren't involved in that bracha. I heard from my great uncle, why did Levi not get involved? Why, when Pari started working, did Shevet Levi not say, like the rest of Klal Yisrael, let's go and take part? Let's go and have a part in helping Paroi with the Shibud. And he said, because Levi said, if they were to be the ones to carry the Oroin, they didn't want their shoulders to be carrying Levenim for Shibud Mitzrayim. Shevet Levi had an appreciation of themselves as Yidden in Mitzrayim. We're an eagle. We don't play with a tiny golem. We don't play with chickens. They were going to carry the oran.
They weren't chosen yet.
Good question. The Pasuk says in Parashat Pekudei, Avnei Zikaron Levnei Yisrael. Avnei Zikaron Levnei Yisrael, the stones. Avnei Zikaron Levnei Yisrael. The Meshech Chokma says, why the stones on the Choshen called Avnei Zikaron? They're called Avnei Zikaron, stones of remembrance. Because he says, Klal Yisrael should remember that their names are written, their Shvotim are written on the Choshen. And therefore their behavior has to be of such that it's matching that type of caliber. And he brings, that's what happened with Yosef. When he said, when his father came to him, he said, Asidim achecho sheyichtvu al amnei eifoid. That's the thing which stopped Yosef HaTzadik being choita. That pride, that gaiva, that correct gaiva, that we're different, we're special. How can we fall? How can we sin? How can we lower ourselves? So that was Shevet Levi, our first story. The eagle remembered it's an eagle. However, the rest of Klal Yisrael lost that, whatever that means. And now we have a situation of Alolo Ivde Avodah Zorah, Alolo Ivde Avodah Zorah. It came to such an extent that even Moshe Rabbeinu himself didn't see the difference anymore. Moshe Rabbeinu was almost like the farmer. He doesn't see a difference between an eagle and a chicken. And when Hashem said to Moshe to go and save the Eden, Vayomer Moshe el Elokim, Mi Anochi Kelech al Paroi, Chi Oitzias Bnei Yisrael Mimitzrayim. And Rashi explains, Chi Oitzias Bnei Yisrael, Va'af Im Choshev Ani, if I'm fitting to go and take Klal Yisrael out, Ma Zochu Yisrael Shetas Alehem Nes, Voitziem Mimitzrayim. Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't see any difference, and he doesn't see any reason why Klal Yisrael should be Zoicha to Gulas Mitzrayim. To which the Rebbeinu Shlom answered back to him, Rashi explains, V'sha'alta mazuchus yeshli Yisrael, Rebbein Shem is telling Moshe, they're not just chickens. It might look that halaloiv davoid zora, that's not the case. There's something deeper, more
echuti, there's something much greater in a yid, they're going to be kabbal the Torah. So what Rabbi Shem did was, he sent Moshe to tell Klal Yisrael that they're not like the Misrin. What was it says? Vayidaber Aaron es kol Hashem Hashem Moshe, vayas ha'oisos le'enei ha'om, vayamein ha'om, vayishmu ki fochad Hashem es b'nei Yisrael, chiro es onyom vayikdu v'yishtachavu. Klal Yisrael believed it. The old Zayda chicken tells the eagle, you know, you're not just a chicken, you're an eagle. And in the second story, this time, the eagle believes it. The eagle actually believes that I'm different. The Yaminom, Klal Yisrael believe now they're different. They believe there's going to be a Geula. So what should start happening now is, there should start being effort on Klal Yisrael's behalf, from themselves. Let's see what we can do if we tackle different. There's going to be a Geula. How can we get ourselves out of Mitzrayim? But then, the Sam Sofer writes, "V'atot adabel kol chachmei leiv asher melei sivruach chochma." By the Mishkan, he says, "Shebelibo yisah anoshim chochma netuyo." There's chochma in the hearts of the men. Im yovem mishi yoyiram al zeh yotzi amatzmoi nahu v'igal lein kol. So the beautiful idea and what it means to tell somebody that although you thought you were the same, you're very different. He says, sometimes a person needs to be told by somebody else the potential which they have. See, he teaches the Pasuk. The Ato Tadabe El Kol Chachmelev. You should speak to all Chachmelev, wise hearts. Ashemilei Ruach Chochma means tell them Ashemilei Ruach Chochma. Tell them that you're filled with Ruach Chochma. They might not have been aware of that. He says, V'srichin l'mishi y'oyrer oysom V'yediyam zeh k'dei l'hoitzi chochmosom atukua v'koyach el apoil V'zeh ba'atzma yu'a dibu. This is the words asher tadaber v'todiyem shemeleim ruach chochma. This is what the Rebbeinu Shem sent a message with Moshe Rabbeinu. Tell Klal Yisrael they're different. Asher meleisiv ruach chochma. Tell them they're different. Obviously this was in Mitzrayim, but it's the same idea. When the Rebbeinu Shem told Moshe Rabbeinu to make the Lucha Shnius, the Pasuk says, Pesol lecha shnei luchos habris. The pasuk is pesol lecha, shape for you. So Rashi brings the following: Hereyu, he showed him. Machatzav or machatzei slampirion bitoich oholoi. He showed him. Thank you so much. Thank you. 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 He showed him a mine. A mine of jewels. V'omaloi, ha'pasoi les yiyeh shelcha. Whatever's left over of what you need from making the luchas, the pasoi les, the leftovers, is yours. U'mishom nis'asher Moshe harbe. From them is gevorah Moshe Rabbeinu anoisha. Sahid amoyed gataych. The Rebbeinu Shem told Moshe Rabbeinu, b'sol lecha. If you want to know how you should, the way of growing, he told him, he showed him that you have mitoich oholoi, by you, a whole mine, a whole gold mine or diamonds, but it's mitoich oholoi. It's within you. Go dig for it. And the pesoiles, that means what comes out from it will be you, will be for you. And that's how Moshe Rabbeinu became wealthy. Meaning, it was understanding that whatever you think you can be and want to be, the potential is all within you. Dig mitoich aloi, dig within your tent. And what the result of that will be yours. And that's how you'll become an oisha, a real type of oisha. Tabel b'nei al kol chachma leiv, ashmeleisiv ruach chachma means tell them that they have within them, they just need somebody to be mo'irna. Bereshinam says a message to Moshe Rabbeinu, tell Klal Yisrael they're different. Vayamin o'om. And the people believe and they understand Klal Yisrael is different to the goyim. And we can go out Mitzrayim. But then there was a hitch. What happened was, when Moshe went to Paroi, the result was Vayitzav Paroi b'yemahu es anoikshim ba'om. Lo yisasif lo seis teven lo'om. Lo yisigru imenu ki nirpim heim alkeinim soyakim leimoy neilcha nizbecha leilukeinu. Tichbad ho avoido al anoshim v'yasu vo v'al yishu b'divrei shoke. Intensify the work. It's because they're bored. They're asking questions. Harder and harder. Tichbad avoido al anoshim. And don't let them be involved or think about b'divrei shoke. These, the sheker. What's the sheker? What's the lies? So the Mesilas Yesharim explains, when Paroi said this method of Tichbad Avoda Anoshim, this was the Atzas HaYetzer. This is the Atzas HaYetzer to stop a person introspecting. Be busy, just don't have a chance to stop at all. But what's the Yish'u B'divrei Shoker? Allow myself the... Maybe. It was the Eitzara talking. The Divrei Sheker is what? Vayamin Na'om. That Klal Yisrael is be'emes different to the Mitzrayim. Come on. It's Allah lo evda avodah zarah. Allah lo evda avodah zarah. You act exactly the same as the Mitzrayim. You behave the same. You act the same. You are the same. And this worked. Because later on, when he came back to Klal Yisrael, and the Bunchim sent a message in B'nei Vash V'yera, Moshe Keno B'nei Yisrael, then I spoke with Avraham Yitzchak Yankov and it's time for the Gula. V'lo shomu el Moshe mikoytze ruach o mi'avoyde kosher. Koytze ruach. They've given up. Part of the message of Paroi, of Tichbad Avoyde Lanoshim was Divrei Shoker. You think you're different and you've got the potential to come out Mitzrayim as different people. Not true. You're exactly the same. Like Yishu B'divrei Shoker. And the result? Gave up. Klal Yisrael gave up. This is the third story. When the friends of the little eagle say, ha ha ha, don't try. Don't listen to that old man. That old chicken. Doesn't know what he's talking about. You're just a chicken yourself. Give up. Don't bother. And then we're in a direction, we're on the way now, that the chicken's going to live, the eagle's going to live his life as a chicken. Admeiv Esrim. None of that potential, none of that Sanpirion have been brought out. We've got our eagles carries on living now as a chicken. You know, I heard an incredible story, incredible mashal. There was a very wealthy man, super wealthy man, who had a daughter, as it goes, one daughter. And he's looking for a shidduch for his daughter. And the strange thing happened. There used to be a boy who used to come as the chimney sweep. And a few times, when he was in the room, when this young lad was doing his chimney sweep, doing what he needed to do. And he couldn't help but being impressed with this young chimney sweep. Couldn't believe it. Something about him, the way he's, the respectful way he spoke, the emistic way he dealt in his business, he couldn't help but be very impressed by this chimney sweep. And one day, the crazy thought came into his head. He says, you know, maybe I'll take this chimney sweep as my item. So he knew he had to plan carefully. It's a very dangerous business. So before he went anywhere near his daughter, he started speaking to his wife. Did it very slowly, very carefully. And he introduced her to the idea. And slowly but surely, she came over to the idea, you know what, maybe it's not such a bad idea, he's a very fine young man, what will people say, don't care what people will say, etc, etc. Once he'd worked it through with his wife, he went to his friends, got together a group of friends, he says, listen guys, I don't want you to be shocked, I'm thinking of this, da 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 da. And he spoke to them and he explained to them. They also, the immediate social circle, also understood that, you know what, it looks like it's going to be a shidduch. After all that, he brings in his daughter, he tells his daughter, and having all the preparation made and everything being set up in the right way, this young lady agrees, she's going to have chasana with the chimney sweep. So, they tell the chimney sweep, you can't believe this thing, it's unbelievable, kids are going to answer yontov, engagement, wonderful. Now, there was many other potential young men who would have very much liked to have had the same opportunity. But they tried to speak to the mother, to the father, to the king, to the messages, you know, maybe it's not such a pastor shidduch, you know, who knows, maybe it's just a, you know, nothing. Everyone was sold 100% on this young chimney boy, chimney sweep. Then one of these fellows had a genius idea. He calls up the chimney sweep. He answers the phone, he's up a chimney, he says, 1 minute, I'm coming down. And he says to him, listen, do you really believe that this wealthy man wants you to marry his daughter? Come on! You're a chimney sweep. He doesn't want you to marry his daughter. What he wants to do is, he wants to have a big party and tons of fun. And he'll get all his friends together and they'll call you in as the chosen and they'll laugh at you, make the tzunnus on you. The whole thing's a farce. The whole thing's a joke. They're just looking for a way to have some fun at your expense. And this poor young man started thinking. And he's thinking and he's thinking. And he says, you know what? It doesn't make sense. I'm only a chimney sweep. It doesn't really make sense. Maybe he's right. And who turned off the shidduch? Who put off the shidduch? The chimney sweep. He himself went and broke off the shidduch. The way the Yitzhahara gets us is by saying, come on. You're only a chimney sweep. You think the Rebbeinu Shel Olam wants you, needs you? You're a chimney sweep. That's what happened in Mitzrayim. Yishu B'dov B'divnei Shokeh means the parry-like atmosphere was, do you really think that you're Tavdun Hezekim Al-Hazeh? You're exactly like us. You're only a chimney sweep. And that was successful. It worked. Klal Yisrael gave up. So now, without much choice, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam now comes to our full story of our simple Scottish farmer. No longer can we rely on the chicken to do it himself, the eagle chicken eagle, to do it himself. Now the Rebbeinu Shel Olam comes along himself, kviyochel. And without Klal Yisrael doing any effort at all of their own, he comes in the middle of the night. He opens the coop. And he has to lift us out. He has to give us a feel what it feels to be like an eagle. Hold us up and down, up and down. Because as the chicken eagle, we've given up. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam comes, and there's a complete, what's called, Hitaruta de Le'ela, Hisarusa de Le'ela. A complete taking out from above, with no part whatsoever from Klal Yisrael themselves, or very minimal. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam had to come and take us out from Mitzrayim. The Gemara in Bechorot brings a very interesting machlokas, like a conversation between the Bishua and the Sabbat Be'etuna. It was like a standoff. It's called maybe a duel. A duel? Is that the word? Between two parties, who can win. So, there's many different things, interesting things that went on there. But one of the things was, they brought to Rabbi Shua two pieces of cheese. And they said to him, which piece of cheese comes from a red, black goat, or which one comes from a black goat or a white goat? And in return, he brought there two eggs. And he asked them, which one comes from a black goat, or chicken, sorry, and which one comes from a white chicken? What was going on? So the way they explained the Gemara, Pshat I heard was, when they brought the two pieces of cheese, they said, Klal Yisrael looks exactly the same as the goyim. There's no difference between this piece of cheese and this piece of cheese. They're identical. Can you tell where they come from? If there's any difference? No, nope, they're exactly the same. He brought two eggs. And he said to them, can you tell? You can't tell. But what happens with eggs? The mother egg sits on the egg. And it warms it up. And when it warms it up, the color of the chick will be either a black chick or a white chick. All it needs is a bissel hamimus, a bissel vaman, and then you'll see the difference comes out. That's the fourth moshul, that's the fourth story. Sometimes you can't see the difference at all. It needs an outside koyach of Yitzias Mitzrayim, that the Rebbein Shalom comes kaviyochel and sits on the egg, warms it up, and then we have the Tetzav, the type of Klal Yisrael we talk about. So going back, if we had four stories, we had those, Sheva Levi, he always knew that they were eagles. There was a stage when Klal Yisrael, Vayamin Om, maybe there was a stage when he's going to make some hard work and try and see them get out themselves. That was stopped by Paroi, Anisha Medova Sheke. So Belilas Breira, the only way was the Benshin Kaviyachal to come from outside to pick us up. So I'll finish off with one word. Very interesting to note that the Seder Parshias of Gulas Mitzrayim, Shmois Ve'ir Boy, etc., we've just passed them. We're now up to Sefer Yikro, we've just finished Sefer Shmois. Just out of sync. We're going to now Prava B'Poil, Pasha Shmois, Ve'ir Boy B'Shalach. But we've just passed them in the Kriya B'Torah. Thought comes to mind. This is the Vorspiel. Before we actually live Gulas Mitzrayim, live it through again, as Klal Yisrael leaving Mitzrayim, as we do every year, we learn through the Parsha. What's the Tachlis? Tachlis is that you see from the beginning, we see the full story. We see the Talich, Klal Yisrael and Mitzrayim, they came out, and the ultimate tachlis for Kabbalah Satoira. That means, if we know the story from the beginning to the end, when we come to live that through ourselves, Bepoil, to relive the account, we know where it's heading, that if we're reliving ourselves, the Geula of Mitzrayim, we know where does this Geula have to take us, has to take us to Kabbalah Satoira. But it's the pre-read before we set in ourselves and play the story itself and do the actual thing itself. Having learned what we've learned, those stages of Vayamin Om, not Vayamin Om, etc., this is an opportunity to know what we have to be aware of in our journey through Gulas Mitzrayim ourselves. There are those who have a minhag before the Seder is gebrengt to say Chavish Urchas, Yachas, Karpas, to say the names before you start the Seder. And the Indian is, Milkram writes, before you start the Seder, you have to know that the Seder has to bring you to Halel Nirtza. That's where I'm aiming. I have to know the Talich beforehand. But I know before I start where I'm supposed to reach by the end of the Seder. We read the Torah, we say for Shemois from the beginning to the end. I know, we're taught and know where it has to reach, where the Gula of Mitzrayim has to take us to Kabbalah Satoira, Bein HaMishkan, etc. If we know this from the beginning, then definitely our Chagan itself would be different and hopefully more of a emistic, a more Toichem de Kiyontev. Shavs.
Thank you very much. Thanks.
Very, very kind. What's the topic?
Going to have your topic.